Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Seward, DannySeward. Danny Seward is a date of service 3/26/2024, date of birth 5/8/1958, date of accident 9/27/2023. Danny Seward is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reported that he had an accident with a semi-tractor trailer when the four wheels ran over his left side of the car and crushed it. The car became total. He injured in his head. Along with headaches, he started suffering from dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision, PMJ problem, taste and smell problem. He also started having ongoing pain and worsening of the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, along with radiation of pain to the left leg all the way posteriorly as well as to dermatome fashion. The pain in the left shoulder was severe, and he could lift up to 150 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Various MRIs showed further damage. He is affected with the damage to C3-4 to all the way to C71 disc damage with bulging and herniated disc. He also has a damage to the left shoulder as reported by the MRI, supraspinal tendinosis, tendinitis, and intrasubstance partial thickness tear, supraspinal muscle strain, infraspinal tendinosis, subacromial, subdeltoid bursitis. In addition, his neuropsych evaluation was done that was found positive for major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety. In the lumbar region, patient is found to have diffuse disc bulges L2-3, L3-4. L4-5, L5-S1 with herniated disc at L4-5, L5-S1 and L3-4 with effect on the L3 nerve root, L2 nerve root bilaterally, and L4 nerve root and L5 nerve root. The patient so far has only one injection. He came last month on February 9th when he started vomiting severely and his procedure was postponed. Thereafter, the doctor himself had a chemo related issues and the office was closed for more than 3 months for any procedures. The patient will be rescheduled at this time for further treatment with injections. The patient does want to have injection treatment for his shoulder and for his lumbar epidural. The physical examination, please do mention that he has a blood pressure of 156/79, pulse of 99. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for additional history, etc. The exam will be the same from previous visit dated January 16, 2024, dictation number 0119-082. Please continue that. The patient is provided with the continuation of the physical therapy 2 times per week with the affected areas, along with patient is back to regular work. His meds and lab have been reviewed and is found to be in compliance. The patient is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Acefax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1-2-12-hour PRN for pain, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy, Puricet 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Other than that, patient is satisfied. He is visiting psychiatry, he is seeing a neurologist, he is doing a counseling, and he is also doing a neurosurgery as far as the CBI is concerned. No other questions patient has. Thank you.